This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and there is a fox baiting program starting up in the Mid-North very soon. I'm joined this morning by Senior Landscape Officer David Hughes with the Landscape South Australia, Northern and York. How are you this morning, David?
Yes, very good. And yourself?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Better than a lot of foxes around the state are going to be soon, I'm sure. So are foxes a big issue in the state?
Certainly are for our lambs and native animals. They do a lot of destruction. Unfortunately, foxes are just really uniquely adapted with a lot of abilities to take down our wildlife and our lambs. So they do a lot of damage. I think a lot of times it's underestimated what they're doing in the environment and carrying disease and even spreading heartworm and mange and things like that too, which is not really well recognised.
All right, so it's not just like they're physically able to do damage to things, to other animals and to the native setting of Australia, but also on a biological level they're doing some damage.
That's right. They do carry a lot of diseases that are transmitted to domestic dogs and even to the mange, which transmitted to wombats even. So it's quite incredible.
Wow. And so how's this this baiting program going to work?
So we across the Northern York landscape area, we've actually got 30 locations that we've sent invitations to our landowners to attend to pick up baits. And we actually encourage this twice a year to try and get a whole of landscape control of foxes and really get the numbers down. So we try and encourage their neighbours also to join in to get that wider coverage. But it's around 400 landowners that we talk to in correspondence to get involved, but they also encourage their neighbours and we encourage neighbours to join in so we get that larger impact, which is really important at this time of year. The young foxes are sort of leaving their dens and are sort of learning to create havoc on the landscape, unfortunately.
So how many, you said about 400 properties all up, but how many properties do you think would be needed to be most effective with this program?
Well, the more the better. In some areas, we do have landowners that actually get involved, but they don't actually have livestock, which is fantastic. But there's also landowners that go out and actively try and find fox dens or they have fox shoots and things like that and fox drives through their properties. That all helps. So anything that people do to sort of make their properties unattractive to foxes and sort of closing those dens and working with the neighbours that do fox bait really helps everyone in the whole area.
Do we know how many foxes there currently are in South Australia?
It's really hard to so in a lot of areas they sort of say that it could be around four foxes per square kilometre in a lot of our area, but in the peri-urban areas it sort of gets up to 18 foxes per square kilometre. So there's quite a lot of foxes. And if you're looking at four foxes per square kilometre and you sort of draw a 10 kilometre sort of circle around a farm, you're talking about 1,256 foxes, something like that. And a 5 kilometre circle around a farm, it's 312 at four foxes per square kilometre. So the numbers really do get up really quickly, even at low levels of foxes, unfortunately.
So obviously it's a problem that probably won't ever go away. There's a lot of foxes to handle. What are what's the success rate of the bait when it comes to keeping foxes at bay?
So those that bait to protect their lambs, especially if they start baiting a couple of weeks before lambing and then continue their baiting process, they can get easily a 30% increase in lambs that survive. So it is something that can actually be measured by landowners, which is really good. Those that don't fox bait or miss a season will actually always notice a drop in their lambing survival rate.
And of course, it's good to have farming neighbours without livestock who also take part, because they're doing a little bit to help their friends, I guess, in a similar situation.
Certainly do. Even sort of finding fox dens on neighbouring properties and things like that really makes a huge difference and really helps to sort of control the foxes over the whole of the landscape.
So if anyone is interested in baiting their property, what's the plan? What do they do?
They just contact us and we can organise them to where their nearest pickup location is. And if they can't make it on those days, we can always arrange other times. But this is just a way of us trying to get it across the whole region at the same time. So 30 locations is pretty amazing. It's pretty good work. But I can give you the general number for Claire at the moment, or
sure.
Our website has a lot of information. So that's 8841344, 8841344 is the Claire number, and they can certainly help anyone that rings talk to their local landscape officer.
No worries. Well, David, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much, Jordan.
That was Senior Landscape Officer David Hughes on your Classic It's Breakfast.